Hello everyone, how's it going? Stephanie's here and I'm going to record an episode of decorating. So this is my first episode. Let's see how this goes. So I want to talk today about interior decorating and how can you decorate a room step by step. So this entire season that I'm going to be filming, I will be explaining to you guys how can you like design your dream bedroom. I don't know if you're just like me, so you have this huge task in your mind and you're like, you know what, today I'm going to design my dream bedroom or I'm going to design this perfect room. But surprisingly, actually not surprisingly, it never turns out that way. Because, I mean, for me, it turns out shitty. Like, it never looks nice. Doesn't matter how much effort I put in, and I think the reason why it just doesn't turn out good is because a room, what makes it great is just like the details in the room. So I think it's when we have this big task, if you're an interior designer, interior decorator, or you just enjoy doing it as a hobby or whatever your goal is, we don't look at the details, and this is so, and then we're looking at it in such an overwhelming perspective. So this entire season, I will be telling you guys that the entire steps, how to create an astonishing room. Because believe me, I've used this method. I'm a interior designer for a furniture business, and I do my share of interior decorating as well, and I've used this method, and believe me, I never was disappointed with this method. So this is something that I designed by myself by using my knowledge and from the lessons that I learned. So this episode, I will just give you guys a little, I don't know how to say this, an intro about me and my interior designing. So I've enjoyed interior designing since I was a little kid. I was that kid that always changed her room every couple months. I always visioned beautiful rooms. I know I went to restaurants that did not have the best designs, and I would just replay in my head like how I would do it and like how I would fix it and what I would do instead. And when I was 10 years old, my brother and my father, they opened a furniture business, and I didn't work there, but I helped out a bit. And one of the first things that I started was I started cleaning, so washing the furniture. But eventually, I started decorating because I felt like the showroom needed a bit of decorating. So I started decorating, and I did it on and off until I was 18, and I made a final decision that I was going to pursue an interior designing career. And that is pretty much how I started with interior designing. Now I still decorate at the same place. And I started my own business. It's called Coastal Gray. And so that is a little, I don't know what to say, like intro about how I got started with interior designing. I do want to tell another story. So like, why did I choose interior designing to be like my thing? Why did I decide to pursue it? Well, let's just start off. When I was a kid, I was a huge daydreamer. Like I said, I would go to restaurants and I would daydream about how I would fix up the renovations and all that stuff. And I also, I daydreamed a lot, and I got a lot of ideas. And then it came to a point where I was 17, 16, and you know, you're in school, you have 2 years left of high school. That's how it's in Canada, or at least Manitoba. And you know, You kind of have to start thinking about like what kind of career do you want, because that's like the classes you have to take for college. And that's when I really started thinking about it. And I realized, because most people, right, they're like what should I become? What should I become? Like, they cannot think of anything that they just are willing to do their entire life. But for me, it was different. I had like 50 things that I wanted to do. Because remember, when I was a kid, I daydreamed a lot. I had so many ideas, like so many ideas. And I feel like all those thoughts that bubbled up in my mind, they have made so many decisions in my life because of that experience. Or it wasn't really an experience, but it's like daydreaming in my head, right? And I had like 50 things that I had to choose from. And I had no idea what I wanted to do. Like, I mean, I knew what I wanted to do, but what was that single thing that I could just imagine myself doing for the rest of my life? And you know what happened? I made a choice. And you might be thinking, like, was it interior designing? Yes and no, because I made the best decision of my life by choosing I'm going to do everything. Like, I mean, I'm not going to pursue like 50 careers at once, of course, but I will do what my heart desires. If this is what I feel like doing now, then I will do that. If this is what I will do, I feel like doing in 10 years or 20 years, then that's what I will be doing. Like, I don't have this intention that I will be doing interior design my entire life. Like, if I decide one day that I simply don't like interior designing anymore, or I just decide, you know what, I want to take a break, you know, take a 5-year break, take a 1-year break. I would do that. If something, and if that's not my priority anymore, like, I would switch it. I don't have this intention that this is what I'm going to do for my entire life. I mean, like, maybe this is what I will learn to love. But right now, at this very moment, that is just the decision I've made. So now, I promised you guys that I will tell you guys, give you a step-by-step tutorial on how to design the perfect room. And now you can use this if you're an interior designer and, you know, you want to use your time more wisely, or if you are simply at home and you're 13 years old and you're like, you know what, I want to design my dream room. So let me give you a step-by-step tutorial. I will just give a little overview about what of the episodes are going to be about. So I will start the first episode. Like, my first section will be about envisioning your dream bedroom. So this is creating a mood board and having thoughts about it, like, how do you feel now? I recommend give this 1 week to 2 weeks. Do this task. Now, if you have a phone, open up a note app, or you can also take a journal or something, and you can do this, you can draw or whatever you want. And if you get ideas, write it down, like, whatever. Like, this might sound like the craziest thing, but remember, you don't want to design a room that somebody else has. You want to design the room that you have. So the craziest idea that you have in your mind, write it down, because I promise you, you're going to figure out a way to make it super, super, super awesome, and you're going to get really lots of Instagram likes. But you should not be doing this for Instagram. But I'm just saying, you are unique, so don't feel like, oh, this is not cool. I mean, you know what, this might not be something that everybody will like, but if you love it, if that's like going to be in your dream bedroom, your dream room, your dream kitchen, your dream whatever, then do it. Because you know what, like, that joy that you feel in your heart, like, you know, no Instagram likes is going to equal that. So write down the craziest ideas that you have. So you might be wondering, first of all, what is a mood board? Well, I will tell you what a mood board. It is gathering all your ideas. Most people like doing pictures. Some like doing textures. And you know what? This is just like trying to get all your thoughts onto like a piece of paper. Now, I'm not going to tell you what size of piece of paper that is, because you know what, it can be a poster board, it can be, I don't know, like however big you need, but start off however big you need, you know. And like I said, if you have a crazy idea, it might actually work. So don't feel like, oh, I'm not going to add this because I'm going to simplify this. I want to do it in 1 week. No, don't do it. Take 2 weeks, okay? And so you want to gather all your thoughts, because this is, I think, the problem that happens to a lot of people when they're like, I want to design my dream house. And then they finish with, like, you know, their house. And then they look and they're like, this is not my dream house. This is not what it looks like. Because you were taking this big task and you weren't chunking it down. You did not get your thoughts together. And this, it was such an overwhelming thing that your mind, because your mind is not a storage unit. I will tell you that. Your mind is not a storage unit. This is why you need to put it all on a piece of paper. Your mind, your brain is there to solve problems, to fix problems, to think better. So don't feel like all those thoughts in your mind, don't stuff them up, don't stuff them up there, okay? Get them on a piece of paper. You can do this on Word document. One of my favorite things that I use that has just dramatically simplified my life when I'm designing a room, I use Canva. This is like a great app. You can get it on computers and phones. It's amazing. Like, get a blank document. You can also use already designs. There is storyboards, and there's so much more than you can do. Just mood boards. Yeah, mood boards. There's even mind map and so many options. But whatever you use what's comfortable with you. You know, what feels the most comfortable. Now, you might be wondering, what do you include in a mood board? Now, I will give you an overview of what I'm currently doing. Now, this, if this just doesn't work for you to create a mood board, add things, remove things, whatever. Again, it is unique. It is however your mind functions. This is how my mind functions. You might be feeling really overwhelming because you don't know how to create a mood board. So this is just how I will simply do it, just so you have like an overview and you kind of understand. So one of the first things that I do is I choose a color palette, or if you're doing something for a client or customer or for a friend or something, then you should probably be choosing a color palette with them. How do I find color palettes? Now, if you want to find a color palette really quick and easy, go on Pinterest, write in color palette. They will give you so many great options. They're always changing, and you can add keywords like spring color palette, autumn color palette, red color palette. They will give you so many options. So figure out a color palette. Now, I will also tell you other ways you can get a color palette. So one of the ways is looking at pictures. Go on Pinterest, go on whatever app you like, Instagram, whatever, you know, inspires you. And look at a picture and try to figure out what are the colors that are making it nice. You can use it like using your own life. Is there maybe a favorite place that you love going, like a forest? You know, go to the forest and walk around a bit and just, you know, feel that place and just see, you know, like, what are the colors like that are popping out, and maybe like take the color of a leaf that you really like there, and something like this, and, you know, and put it all together maybe in a box or something. And then if you're gonna go choose for a paint color or textile, the fabric of the cushions you want on your couch and all that stuff, and then, you know, compare it, see like, this is like the tone of brown that I like. I want this kind of green to be on the wall. You know, look at that. That is another way you can create a color palette. Now, colors are really, really important because your mind, your brain, your eyes, whatever it is, sees colors. It is your eyes. They see colors, and colors give off certain emotions, because Your eyes, they see colors, they transport, they tell your brain what color you're seeing, and your brain usually has this kind of pattern because, of course, we're creatures of habits. It has this pattern that when it sees a certain color, it also feels a certain way. I don't know, but you guys always want to see a purple. I always think about royalty, probably because of fashion, because that's what purple was like, a royalty color, right? I think blue is calm, so calm, probably because of water. I mean, waters can also be really, you know, there are, of course, waves and all that stuff, but I think, I always think of, you know, just a calm lake and thing like that. I think green is like color secure and hope. Now, you can go on Pinterest, you can go on whatever app you use. I personally love going on Pinterest. I think you've noticed it. That's like where I get most inspired by. And look up what colors are. Now, of course, I will tell you guys. I forgot my train of thought. Like everybody will like transmit colors in a different way. Okay. Now, for example, I just popped up a page and it says, red is the color of anger, danger, warmth, and passion. This does not mean red means those colors to you. It can mean something totally different. I don't know, maybe you loved going strawberry picking in the summer, and now when you see red, that is the thought that comes to your mind. You know, that's totally fine. Personally, my favorite color is yellow because I used to be a depressed person. I was depressed for 2 years. And I love the color of yellow because it kind of like, I feel like it's the sun and it's hope for me and it's joy and happy. And it's like all those feelings that I want to have. I don't want to have negative feelings. And for me, yellow is just a color of hope. That is the color of hope for me. When I see yellow, I think of hope. I don't know why, but that is just the thing that I feel when I see a yellow. I love green. Like, I also love green. That is my second favorite color. I don't like the lime green. I like pine green, like dark pine green. Because my favorite place as a kid to go is that to go to the forest. So I remember living in Germany. That's where I was born. And we had our red house. And I would always take a... I mean, in Germany, it was very normal for a kid to just walk around. So right across my street, there was a playground, and beside the playground, there were these cows, and then you would walk a bit further, and then you would start seeing, like, empty fields, just of green, I don't know what they were, green, some kind of plants, and then there were a bunch of windmills, and then you walked further, and then there was the forest. For me, that was like my escape place. I still find my escape place in the forest. I have a place here in Manitoba and St. Anne where there's a river current that I just totally love. That's where I go whenever I feel sad. I love taking morning walks in the forest in Lorette. So for me, that is like secure because I feel like when I go out in nature, I calm my mind. Usually I'll be hiking, I'll be walking or something, but or meditating. That's first thing in the morning. I don't think about all the troubles in the world out there or all my problems. I don't think about that. This is why when I see green, I feel secure. This is why I'm going to paint my room green. I probably didn't need to tell you guys this, but while I'm doing these episodes, I'm also renovating my room at the same time, so that if anything comes up, I can still film, because I'll be telling you guys this from my experience. So choose a color palette. So this is just a color combination, color palettes. There's, you know, there's dark blue, navy blue, royal blue, sky blue, whatever blue, and, you know, there's so many shades and hues. Shades and hues, I don't know how to say, shades of colors that you should, this is why it's important to create a color palette, because, you know, you don't want a bunch of blues and then a bunch of bronze in your room. I mean, like, you could maybe pull it off. But again, find a color palette. So I want you guys to find a color palette within the next few days. Now, don't just choose this one color palette. Unless you see this color palette and you're like, this is my soulmate. I know this is right. Then just find a one color palette. But I recommend finding different color palettes, a bunch of different combinations. If you're using Pinterest, save it on a board. Save it somewhere where it can save, so you can go back later and find it again. And within the next few days, look at how you feel. Maybe then, you know, you're going to do the color palette today and you're going to wake up tomorrow and you're going to be like, you know what, these two colors, I don't feel like these are the right colors. So remove them. And within a week, maybe less, within a week, you'll probably find a color palette that you're like in love with it. You're going to be like, this is my soulmate. Then, and this, having the color palette will also help you find what kind of direction you're going in your room. So here's homework. So here's the homework for today. Choose a color palette for your room. Now, the next episode, I will be talking about choosing the mood of the room, and I will combine it with a color palette to further enhance it. Now, go on Pinterest right now, go on Pinterest and find your color palette. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you really wanna continue this and I'm not being weird, then continue listening to my episodes, and I will give you guys more info about how to create a better, you know, your dream bedroom. Okay, until next time. I don't know. I don't have a closing statement. I don't know what I should say. Let me know what I should say. I feel like, should I maybe say a quote or something? Should I just say bye? So, yeah. It's kind of awkward. I feel like this is awkward. Well, okay. I gotta figure this out. So until next time.